Hey, my name is James, and I'm an Aquarius. And the last time I had a conversation with folks about how I don't really buy into astrology, one of them said, "Wow, that's really an Aquarius thing to say." And I am here today to dork out about dungeons and design on Crumbling Keeps, The Dungeon Dorks. This one is for the designers. And I'm sure when Brad listens to this, he's going to laugh at what I say next. Clean up your mess. I am a little bit chaotic in the design space, I'll admit it. But I do try and clean it up a bit afterwards. And specifically today, what I mean by that is you had a bunch of great ideas. You threw them all out there. How physically usable are they? If I'm a game master and I buy your adventure, your system, your whatever, and I start to go through it, am I going to be in logistics hell? Is there any way for me to keep track of what you're talking about? Clean up your mess. One More Multiverse is a online virtual tabletop. Don't look into it. It's going away very soon. I'm a bit sad about it. I have some games on there that I'll have to migrate elsewhere, but they just weren't really profitable. It happens. But they did have Blades in the Dark migrated onto their virtual tabletop. And one thing I have to say is their implementation was fantastic. Their set of digital tools to play that game really streamlined things. There's some other big name RPGs out there on some other big name virtual tabletops that I play. That if I'm being honest, a lot of times I feel like the virtual tabletop, it's more a struggle to let it not get in the way rather than actually try and make it helpful. But with Blades in the Dark on One More Multiverse, I do think it made the game actually easier to play than if I were to whip it out with pen and paper. Now, I don't know anything about programming that past what I learned in high school, if then statements and whatnot. I couldn't do what they did there. And I'm not necessarily telling you to. But it was a good example of what we can do in the analog space. And I'm going to be honest, this is not something I always knew, and this is not something I always did. It's one of the biggest reasons that we are putting out a second edition of Marching Order. Because all the systems in the original, they're pretty good. There are very few things that I'm changing about the systems themselves. But their implementation, how you keep track of them and how you play, that's where we're focusing our energy this time. And that's why we're adding a lot more components. And now when it comes to RPGs, I think that's kind of a dirty word. We're afraid of components. We have a very strict view of what an RPG should be. It's a book, it's some dice, it's some character sheets that you likely have to print out yourself. Maybe you get miniatures. Maybe. But I think a lot of people shy away from having components that are necessary to play your game. A great exception to this, Jiangxi, Blood in the Banquet Hall by Wet Ink Games. This is one of the cooler, more unique implementations of an RPG I've ever seen. They have various components, cards, etc. to drive play. And it's just, chef's kiss, well thought out from beginning to end. And apparently they are going to be doing a Kickstarter for a reprint soon. If you're into unique RPGs, you really got to look at this one. I kind of digress from the point here, but I feel good enough about this RPG that I want to push it a little bit. You play in, I think it's variable what the time frame is, but you do play in one of the early Chinatowns of the West, and you play a family running a Chinese restaurant during the day who is besieged by Jiangxi at night. A kind of Chinese vampire, kind of. Watch the movie Mr. Vampire, and it'll kind of give you some vibes. But anyway, their implementation, fantastic. And I think a lot of times when we put together RPG scenarios or whatnot, we have some great ideas about some subsystems and a way to track things and whatnot. And we don't follow through with ways to deal with that. Another good example that of a game that has is Mouse Ritter. Mouse Ritter is great. It has everything you need to play, and it really is straightforward and does a great job of spelling out the play style it was designed for. Now you have to do things like use torches and make sure you eat and rest, etc. And timekeeping in most RPGs is it's not good. But the Mouse Ritter box set comes with a little dry erase board that you keep track of the watches on, and when you get to certain points, it pretty much tells you, like, oh, a torch needs to be used now, or rest needs to happen. And it's very simple yet eloquent and spells out what to do with it. And I think we need more of that. That's why in the new edition of Marching Order, when we get it out, we're going to have actual boards to play on, places where standees go, dry erasings to keep track of conditions and whatnot. I love my game, but when I play the first edition, I'm just mad these things don't exist already. And then I have to kind of use a character sheet, and the table real estate it takes up is massive. And then every time you need to use a monster, you need to flip through various pages in a book. It was our first big game. We made mistakes. I'm willing to admit that. I still think it's great. I love it dearly, but I can't wait for 2E. Techromancer, our mothership adventure, is another great example of this, where I had some great ideas about how audio tracks fit in there and how the players get access to information on a computer and things. And I'm glad we play tested it as much as we did, because one of the things that came up is, how do we disseminate this? How do we make it so that the GM feels like this is a better experience for these things, as opposed to being overwhelmed and not sure what to do, what, when, and keeping track of time in some cockamamie, not working fashion. And again, the answer for us came in components. There's a little clip that serves as your time tracker that you slide through the time on the outside of the adventure. We're making a digital online space that's going to have all of the sound effects and everything laid out in a way that's easy to use and tells you when to use them, etc. And even the fantasy grind, our set of pamphlet adventures that, if you're listening to this episode when it comes out, ends on Kickstarter today. They have various things you need to keep track of. For instance, the pamphlet War Orc has warring orcs. Duh. And the warbands move around the map, and it's important to know where they are. Because if they get into the same hex as a player, bad things happen. If they collide with each other, they leave a battlefield in their wake, which permanently changes the hex. That's a nightmare of logistics for the DM. Are they supposed to keep a notebook with every single hex listed? I mean, they could. But I'm trying to make it easier for them, not harder. And so after doing a lot of brainstorming, we realized, oh, what if we just made part of the pamphlets dry erase? And we send a dry erase marker with it, and you can just mark where the warbands move, anything else you need to do. There's also a spreading cloud of darkness in one of the other ones, Death Empire, that changes the very nature of every hex it touches. Each hex has a light and a dark description, depending on when the PCs get there. How to keep track of that? Same way. So don't be afraid of components. Just clean up your mess. You made a lot of things, and the ideas are really good. But if they can't be implemented in a smooth and reasonable way, nobody really cares. WotC, I'm looking at you with some of that nonsense. Heck, even Pathfinder too, for that matter. Okay. End of rant. I hope this did something for somebody and that gave you some ideas. If you need to know where to find components or you want to run anything by me, drop me a line at info@crumblingkeep.com. I'm happy to help where I can. I don't want to leave you high or dry. But more importantly, I want the GMs that use your things to have a good time. Thanks for listening to today's episode. If you have any questions about anything I talked about here today or on any past episodes of Dungeon Dorks, go to crumblingkeep.com/question and ask away, or just check the link in the show notes.